need the prepared hearts prepared for tomorrow's Archbishop, this weekend begins the call to share invitation, and so he gives the homily to begin of bringing together and things. So this is all Archbishop puts together, and they get done with this stuff, and I'll unquote it, and we know that it's me talking and not the Archbishop. Okay? So, Archbishop Joseph Dunn says, I always have mixed feelings when we arrive at the Feast of Epiphany. It marks the end of the Christmas season. Many people will be taking down Christmas trees and other decorations today. However, in many European countries, the celebration of Epiphany is more significant than Christmas. With the arrival of the Magi, it's clear that Jesus did not exclusively come for the Jewish people, but for every nation and people. These mysterious figures of the East represent the Gentiles, all of the non-Jewish people of the world. The Magi have often been referred to as the wise men. This is an appropriate title because they were able to recognize what so many Jews and Gentiles did not. They were men both of science and faith. When the Magi recognized unusual celestial phenomena, they understood that something extraordinary was happening. They followed the star that led them to an animal shelter where a child was resting in a manger. The Magi made an arduous journey, not to receive any monetary reward, but to worship God who had entered fully into our human condition by becoming a baby. The Magi came not expecting to receive gifts, but to present gifts. The Magi came to adore, worship, and give. They also were a great source of encouragement to Mary and Joseph. The Magi were given a beautiful spiritual gift, the ability to recognize that God had immersed himself in our humanity by humbling himself to become a helpless infant. The material gift that they brought to the humble cave in Bethlehem revealed their acknowledgement that the child in the manger was fully human, while also divine. They recognized the newborn baby, despite his birth taking place in a humble stable of Bethlehem, to be a king who was not only Lord of their lives, but the creator of the cosmos, Lord of lords, and King of kings. The Church gives us the Christmas season each year to renew and deepen our wonder for the miracle of the Incarnation, the Creator God, the Lord of lords, pursued us by entering fully into our frail human condition. God humbled himself, entering into our humanity so that we could share his divinity. That the Word became flesh changes everything. It gives us both a new dignity and destiny. Through the waters of baptism, we receive the very life of Jesus and become living temples of God. Through our reception of today's Eucharist, this divine life within us will be renewed and strengthened. The birth of Jesus also has bestowed upon us a destiny to live with God and the saints forever. We have also been given a mission. Jesus told his disciples, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. Under this amazing promise of Jesus, we are destined to do greater works than our Lord. How is it possible? Jesus gave the apostles an impossible mission, to make disciples of all nations. During his earthly ministry, Jesus spoke to thousands. He had given special attention to the formation of his 12 apostles and prepared a group of 70 other disciples to go on mission, proclaiming the kingdom of God was at hand. Our Lord probably made several hundred disciples during his earthly ministry. Jesus exercised his ministry in a very small geographic area. By every human calculation, the apostles were completely unqualified to lead a movement with a mission to transform the world. They were not considered the best or the brightest. The 12 had no money, held no public positions of influence, owned no churches or schools. They were equipped with no books, no programs, no videos, and no slick PowerPoint presentations. The modern means of transportation, planes, trains, and automobiles were not available to them. I wonder if the Archbishop knows what's in the blue title. Got me smiling. They did not have the printing press, much less social media or the internet to disseminate information. All they had were their witness of how Jesus had touched their hearts and changed their lives. Incredibly, those first disciples were able to proclaim the gospel in one direction as far as India, and in the other direction to Spain. Within less than 300 years, they transformed the European and North American cultures from being dominated by pagan cults to Christianity. One of the highlights of the past year for me was participating in World Youth Day in Lisbon, Portugal. 1.5 million young adults from more than 170 countries participated in the closing mass. Wish each of you could have witnessed the enthusiasm and joy of these young Catholics who came from every corner of the world. Today, there are more than 1 billion Catholics who dwell on every continent. In John's Gospel, Jesus prayed for the infant church that they may all be united as one. That they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. The unity of the church was essential at its beginning and remains so today. It is the unity of the church across national and ethnic boundaries that compels the world to take notice of Jesus and open their hearts to the gospel. Our annual Archbishop's Call to Share campaign is one tangible way that we demonstrate the unity for which Jesus prayed for his disciples. Each year at this time, I invite you to join me in pooling our resources by making a sacrificial donation to support the church's pastoral, evangelical, educational, and charitable ministries. Each year, Call to Share is an expression of our unity as Catholics. It is a Catholic moment where, in a very visible way, we show the power of our unity and our love of Jesus and His Church. Together, through the Call to Share, we address the spiritual, pastoral, education, and material needs of our archdiocese and family in ways that we could not as individuals or as individual parishes. Your donation to Call to Share supports the formation of our future priests, deacons, and Catholic school teachers. Call to Share helps Catholic charities not only to address the immediate needs of the poor, but also to lift many families and individuals out of a cycle of poverty. Call to Share helps the church prepare couples for marriage while at the same time strengthening existing marriages and family life. Call to Share helps keep our Catholic schools financially accessible to every child and family. Call to Share allows us to protect with love mothers and children from the tragedy of abortion. Call to Share makes it possible for Villa St. Francis to care for the elderly, as well as Catholic hospice to support and surround with love those who are approaching death. These are just a few examples of the difference that Paul shared donation he makes in the lives of so many. As he gets upon the Magi in the Nativity scene, bringing their gifts to honor the newborn Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit to guide your decision in making the sacrificial gift to all share. United together, our goal, our gifts are making a difference in tens of thousands of lives while honoring Jesus in the manner that it most pleases, that is most pleasing to Him. Loving one another as our Lord has loved and blessed us. Amen. So Archbishop every year is tasked with inviting us to participate. He always has to take the readings of that day and somehow come to the conclusion of support Paul Scherer. But he's highlighting for us this reality of many in great diversity of ethnic background and genealogy from all over the world becoming one in Jesus Christ. And how that gift of unity is manifest, and I love what he said, he says, this is truly a Catholic moment. He put a capital C on whoever wrote the text for a capital C, but it really shouldn't be a capital C, it should be a small c. This is a Catholic moment, this is a universal moment, it's a moment in which we bring stuff together and support stuff that is greater than ourselves. I have the responsibility of being the chairperson for the Archbishop's Fellowship. Excuse me, I say that differently. I'm the chairperson of the Clergy Advisory Committee to the Archbishop's Fellowship. It's an important distinction. But because I'm the chairperson of the Clergy Advisory Committee, I get tasked with being on the allocation meeting thing that happens. It's like 5-6 hours in which all of the different programs, all of the different entities that are supported by Paul Scherer make their plea for their portion of this tie that is Paul Scherer in support of the mission, all the things that they do. Being a part of it, I have seen firsthand how much money it requires to do so many different things in support of this mission. If you have any personal questions or personal complaints about it, feel free to bring them to me. And I will try my best to answer any questions you might have. This is a legitimate thing, my brothers and sisters, and what is being done is so far beyond what we are capable of doing just as a small community that we are. I pray that many of you will never have to need the many ways that Paul Scherer is able to support those in need. That will be a great thing, and none of you ever need that support, because your finances, your resources, and things are protected or are safe or not on any. But as a parish, you have seen multiple times in the 6-7 years I've been here, support of money to repair a roof here and there, or pipes, or this and that, just different ways that we've asked for help. So you don't have thousands and thousands of dollars sitting in bank accounts waiting to be used for the next month. So, I don't know, as a personal witness, I can tell you there's a lot of effort and work that goes to make sure that what you donate and support goes to actually doing the work that is being done. I invite you to look at 11, either it's this week in 11 or next week in 11, they will have articles and areas that people can just highlight all of the different things that are being done. And as I said in years past, if you don't know enough about these things, then volunteer to support one of them with your time. And it won't take long before you see how tangible and concrete these activities and missions are. And you yourself will be able to personally witness to the good that's being done and shared by us being united in this individual. It absolutely amazes me the generosity of support that comes each year to do this. And without it, there are many things that would have to go away. So I encourage you, this is an honest invitation by the Archbishop. You cannot do this without you. If you've given in the past, you will receive something in the mail as asking for renewal. I'll tell you what you gave last year, and ask you to give some more, and this and that. If you've never given Paul a share, there'll be a weekend coming up where you'll have envelopes and things, or right now, on the doors of the church, QR codes. Right? Pull out your smartphone. Boom! Scan it. You should write your page, put your information in. You can give a continuing gift once a month. You can do one gift, and you're done. Whatever fits your budget, whatever helps you to support this, you can do. So I encourage you. This mission is bigger than us as a parish, and it supports tens of thousands of people and being met by the generous love.